comes upon the skin, it has pus in it. What is that?
A rasin.
What is that besides pus that's inside it?
Blood. Water.
And do you, anything else you use to say about it coming out? Corruption.
Corruption.
If somebody has a cut placed on them or a bullet placed that they got in the war, you might say he has a sore place that needs to be taken care of. You might say he was blank in the war. Wounded?
He was wounded in
the war. All right. What would one place on him be? That would be
a bullet hole?
Well, all right. What is the, if an area around the wound starts to heal and it's still kind of red looking, what do you call that?
Irritated.
Are you ever hear the word proud flesh?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
What is a yellow kind of stuff that you would put on a sore that burns, so yellow orange?
Argentine.
That's a yellow orange that you take out of a little bottle and spread on with a little glass applicator to keep out germs. What term do you use when somebody dies? You'd say he
passed away.
And if you were telling somebody that cancer killed him, you would say he
died from cancer.
And where's the place that they bury him? What kind
in the cemetery or the graveyard.
And what do they put him in before they bury him?
Casket and a vault.
And what is the ceremony called?
Funeral.
And what would his family be doing when they were very sad?
They'd be a grieving.
And you might say everything's going to be all right. Don't
worry.
All right, if you have aching in your joints when it rains, you might say my blank's bothering me. My
rheumatism.
A long time ago, kids had a lot of diseases, but now they can take shots to keep from having these, and there's about 3-in-1 shot now they have so that these kids are not bothered with these diseases anymore. Do you know any of those diseases?
Well, there's malaria and typhoid and diphtheria.
Anything else you can think of? What is the disease called when your skin gets yellow and you break out?
Yellow jaundice.
What is it called if you get a pain in your right side?
Appendicitis.
If the food in your stomach will start to come out your mouth, what do you call that?
Well, you'd say vomit.
And what are some other terms?
Pew.
Anything else? You ever hear the term upchuck?
No.
Would you say if somebody were sick right in here, you would say he is sick
at his stomach?
What would you say about a boy that was dating a girl? You'd say he's
courting a girl?
Okay. What do you call a boyfriend? A girl's boyfriend, you'd say he's her.
A boyfriend, sweetheart.
Okay. What if a girl were to turn down a boy, like he wanted her to date him and she turned him down, what would you say? Or if she'd been dating him and she turned him down? She
backed out or she threw him over.